This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Last year, the top two finishers in the Republican gubernatorial primary were Chris Sununu and Frank Edelblue. Only about 1,000 votes separated them in the final count. Now, Governor Sununu has nominated Edelblue to be Commissioner of the State Department of Education. Joining me now to talk about the nomination and what it means is NHPR reporter Jason Moon. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
So Frank Edelblue is a businessman. He spent one term as a state representative. But what is his background in education?
Well, he doesn't actually have any professional experience when it comes to public education. And it's worth noting he's homeschooled his seven kids. But it does seem that education is an issue he's given some thought to. He was very outspoken on the issue during the gubernatorial campaign, where he took strong stances on issues like local control, school choice, charter schools, stances that won him a lot of support from conservative groups like Americans for Prosperity.
Okay. And what sort of steps could he take as commissioner to pursue those goals?
That's a good question, and it's not exactly clear. I mean, DOE commissioner in the state of New Hampshire isn't as powerful a position as it might sound. There are a lot of other people with their hands on the wheel when it comes to education policy in New Hampshire. So issues around state funding for education, for instance, are handled by the legislature. The State Board of Education deals with curriculum and policy. But there are some things he can do. He can sort of set a tone for the institution. He can make some important hires in the department. And maybe most importantly, he can use the position as a platform to push for more conservative education policies. You know, I actually spoke with Edelblue by phone after the announcement today, and I asked him if he sees an irony or a tension in the fact that he's someone who's been very critical of DOE in the past, and now he's slated to be running it. But he said he doesn't see the commissioner role as a sort of top-down position. Here's what he said.
In fact, what I would tell you is that the role of the commissioner of education is to be a resource that enables local school boards to be able to get the job done as best as they possibly can.
So you can easily detect a theme here of sort of getting the state out of the way, letting local school boards, parents make decisions about how to educate kids.
Okay. And assuming that Edelblue is confirmed, did he mention any specific areas where he might focus his attention right off the bat?
Yeah, he did. He says he wants to bring his experience as a successful businessman to the job, specifically to address some of the issues the state is having in workforce development. Here he is on that.
I am a business guy. I've had some success in the business world. And so I get to kind of be the bridge that works with, you know, highly qualified educators in our Department of Education to help bridge that gap and make sure that we provide opportunities for every single student.
And what about the politics of this nomination? You know, a few thousand votes, and we might be saying Governor Edelblue right now.
Yeah. I mean, you can certainly read some politics into this for sure. You know, for Sununu, it's good to have a former rival close. It also helps to establish his credentials as a true conservative, something that sort of dogged Sununu during the primary campaign. For Edelblue, it's an opportunity to put some of his ideas on education into practice. And it also keeps him in the public eye, which, you know, might be helpful if he should ever decide to run for office in the future.
Okay, so what is the timeline moving forward?
Well, like any agency head appointment, Edelblue needs to be confirmed by the executive council. He'll face some skepticism from Democrats on the council, particularly Andy Valinsky, who himself has a long history in state education policy, most notably for suing the state to get more money for public schools. But the Republicans have a majority on the council of 3-2, so all signs point to him being confirmed in the next few weeks.
Okay, NHPR's Jason Moon, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.